Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The catcher, Marv Foley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rezima. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur, who is chasing the ball. Washington reaches third base with a triple. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Thompson moves to third. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Washington steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon strikes out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garr for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to third. Parrish moves to second. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson scores. There goes Parrish trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 4-3, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker bunts towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Whitaker moves to second. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Orta hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foley bunts towards the mound. Razima settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Hiller now pitching. Junior Moore pinch hits for Ralph Garr. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pryor moves to third. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon strikes out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Soderholm moves to second. Bruce Taylor now pitching. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Jorge Orta. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staub is hit by the pitch. Mark Wagner pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Kemp moves to third. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Tim Corcoran pinch runs for Jason Thompson. Mike Proley now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp scores. Corcoran moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Proley fields it and throws to third for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing first base. Lynn Jones now playing center field. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Thad Bosley pinch runs for Lamar Johnson. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pryor bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Bosley moves to second. One out. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foley hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires pinch hits for Rusty Torres. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.